focusing on efficient technique in snatch in terms of lifting with smallest possible velocity is one conclusion we also draw for coaches. If you are trying to learn someone the snatch technique, as a coach, you try to focus on the deep squat position, very fast turnover, that the threshold velocity is very low, because that was something we found in our analysis from youth to elite athlete. The threshold velocity is a very constant thing you are not able to change with an elite athlete.
Hi Ingo, it's my pleasure to have you second time. And if you could briefly introduce yourself, because maybe there are three people who didn't see you in the previous one.
My name is Ingo Sanno. I'm a researcher at the Institute for Applied Training Science in Germany in Leipzig. And I was responsible for 12 years for the German national weightlifting team as a researcher. And currently I'm the head of the department strength and power sports, and also the vice director of this institute.
Awesome. So you are very knowledgeable and experienced in weightlifting science. And today we'll be talking about the paper titled Optimal Barbell Force Velocity Profiles Can Contribute to Maximize Weightlifting Performance. What is the relationship between force velocity profile, maximal power output, and threshold velocity in relation to snatch performance?
I think that was the main idea of the test, and also the part we talked the last time we had the interview. So we wanted to develop a test that is able to measure a theoretical output by not doing the 1RM snatch in real. So I think that was the main thing of this test. And the idea to calculate the theoretical 1RM and the snatch pull was based on the threshold velocity. I think that is a central point. So if, like other things for load velocity profiling in squats, that is also a threshold velocity or a velocity at the 1RM. It's the same idea. It's a little bit more focused on weightlifting, but in fact, it's the same idea. So it's a central part. And that was one thing we figured out in the study before, that the maximal power output is the main factor to improve the performance during the lift. So if you have one output on the long-term analysis for the two microcycles we analyzed, the theoretical 1RM increases if the Pmax increases, and the opposite, if the Pmax goes down, the theoretical 1RM goes down. So in fact, you have the force velocity profile, but the Pmax is absolutely most important value of all this to monitor the process in order to have an idea if the performance will increase or decrease.
Okay, could you briefly maybe explain how the measurement looks like?
So it's simple. We try to develop a very easy test that is part of the monitoring process for the German weightlifting system. So it's just a snatch pull test with some weights around 70 to 100% of the snatch pull, the weekly snatch pull, and the athlete wanted to lift during the training, and just two loads, 70 and 100%. And just one maximal pull at each load stage, and then use the velocity, the maximal velocity, and the calculated force, and to build the force velocity relationship from the two loads during the snatch pull exercise.
So the athlete focuses on pulling as fast as they can or as strong as they can.
Yes, maximal output to accelerate the barbell to highest possible velocity.
Okay, so again, what do you measure to calculate the power?
During the test, we measure the barbell kinematics with a videometry system. So we have our own in the German system. It's called the Reanalyzer, and it's a standard software to measure barbell kinematics. And from this kinematics, we calculate the maximal barbell velocity, the height at the maximal barbell velocity. And from this, we calculate everything we need for the force velocity profile.
Awesome. If we could start with maximal barbell power and threshold velocity, these two terms will be needed. So if you could explain them.
First, to maximal barbell power. This we are relating to the
force velocity profile we measure with a snatch pull exercise. It's one test for the snatch. And when you are designing a force velocity relationship, you have some theoretical values that may be the maximal force theoretically and the maximal velocity. And if you combine that, you have the maximal power output that is like a product from the velocity profile. So it's a maximal power output on the bundle, and it's sometimes you can measure that directly, but I like to calculate it because the conditions you use during the test not always reflect the maximal power output. So I think it's easier to calculate the theoretical power output instead of trying to find a point where the maximal power output is located. Threshold velocity is an individual maximal velocity during the 1 RM lift in the snatch. So we have all you need is analysis of maximal lifts during the snatch, and the velocity at the 1 RM snatch is the threshold velocity. So you can't go any higher with the load because the velocity drops on the opposite. And with velocity below the threshold velocity, the athlete cannot have a good lift. So it's a maximum minimum velocity at the barber an athlete needs for a good snatch lift.
Okay, are we ready now for the optimal barbell velocity profile?
The optimal barbell velocity profile is in weightlifting, it's a purely theoretical thing. I was impressed by the colleagues from France who used the force velocity profile and also the optimal profile during the vertical jump. And the test I developed was a little bit like the test they used during the jump. So I was interested to look if there is an optimal profile also for weightlifting, and if so, in theory, the optimal profile will improve or enhance the output if you are able to focus on the profile that optimal and do not live with a non-optimal profile. So it's a And in fact, it's a theoretical thing. Also, the paper is just a paper with some calculations and simulations to look if there is an optimal profile. But we were able to show that at the point of an optimal profile, the output in terms of the measured 1 RM during the pull test is higher than at stages over or below or over the optimal profile. So I think in theory, it's interesting to focus or to look at an optimal profile, and maybe I think in the future to look if the optimal profile is a thing to manage the training process in order to look for the differences in maximal force and maximal velocity, and to have some idea how to use some training modalities to improve the maximal force or the maximal velocity to achieve the optimal profile.
Could you tell us a little bit more about this one?
We have to look on the left side of this figure. So there is force velocity profile we get from the snatch pull test. And you can see the variables that we use as parameters from this force velocity relationship. So we have on the top, we have the V0 at the maximum velocity, the F0 as the theoretical maximal force, and also the Pmax at the maximal power output. And you can also see around the middle, a straight line with a threshold velocity. And at this point, you can calculate the theoretical 1 RM in the snatch from this model. And you can see that the maximal power output at the point for the intersection of the force velocity relationship and the threshold velocity, see, this is a cross on the dotted line, it's not exactly located at the maximal power output. So in other words, with this profile, the lift during the competition at the 1 RM is not performed with a maximum power output. It's located, I think, more to the right. So if with this profile, I think that's the theory behind it, with this profile, we're not able to use the maximum power output at the instant for the velocity threshold velocity during the competition. So it's a non-optimal profile. And because if you go to the right side, there is an example for an optimal profile, the same force velocity relationship, but a little bit more different in the values of the V0 and the F0. So the profile, the slope of the profile is a little bit flattened.
So you can see that the cross is now located at the Pmax, at the instant where the threshold velocity intersects with the Pmax. And so at this point, the profile is more optimal and you're using the maximal power output at the conditions for the 1RM lift. So in fact, if you calculate it, in theory, you achieve a higher 1RM compared to the non-optimal profile. I think the theory behind is some clear. You will need to find an optimal arrangement of Vmax and the Fmax or the V0 and the F0 to achieve the maximal power output during the acceleration at the exact point you are lifting the 1RM. So in fact, it's a higher 1RM that is achieved with an optimal profile. That's the theory behind it. If you have an imbalanced profile, then you have the maximal output at the condition you are using or you are lifting during the competition. So it's at that point, you may have a higher output in terms of 1RM snatch.
Awesome.
And one question of the paper or the study was to figure out if there is in weightlifting, there is an optimal profile and how is an optimal profile will change in relation to the maximal power output and also the threshold velocity, because every athlete has its own threshold velocity. So we are saying that the threshold velocity is some kind of technique, effective technique. If you are able to lift with a smaller amount of the threshold velocity, your technique is more efficient than you are an athlete who needs a very high threshold velocity to lift the maximal load. So that was it. Two facts. One on the left side, how the Pmax output or the overall strength of an athlete will influence the optimal profile, and on the right side of the figure, how the threshold velocity will influence the optimal profile and affect the snatch performance. So you see on the x-axis, the horizontal axis, the slope. And this is the S, the slope of the force velocity relationship, also the balance between the V0 and the S0 is the slope of the linear velocity relationship. And depending on the slope, you see that at a certain point when you are going through different values of the slope, there is an optimal profile at a given Pmax value that may maximize the snatch performance. That is the red line. And if you go with different slopes of the profile, go through higher Pmax, that is the other axis on the bottom, you see that the optimal profile, the red line, will increase or will go more to a force-dominated profile. That is the Vmax, the F. Zero is more important for athletes who are able to have a higher Pmax output and maybe be stronger. But what we also see is that the shape of the profile from non-optimal to optimal to non-optimal is more located at an apex. So you can see that there's a smaller area for an optimal profile in comparison to athletes who are not that strong with a smaller Pmax output. So one conclusion of this study, simulation study, was that, of course, there is an optimal profile, and the optimal profile will change in relation to the maximum power output or the performance level of an athlete.
Could you explain why these two have kind of a different angle? And because it probably is dependent on the relationship, but because these are numbers, it's kind of hard to imagine why they are different. On the left one, we have a velocity threshold at 185 meters per second. So this is the constant, and then the Pmax will change. And then on the right one, we have Pmax at 3000 watts and the velocity threshold is changing. So it seems that the changes for Pmax are bigger.
It depends a little bit on the scale, but in fact you can see that also if you have a constant Pmax output, you are able to improve the snatch performance of at an optimal profile with a lower threshold velocity. That is fact we know in practice. You can lift more weight with a given Pmax output if you are able to lift with a smaller velocity. But you can also see that the profile or the slope and where the optimal profile is located is a little bit different from in comparison to the minimum, to the higher velocity, and compared to the athletes who are able to live with smaller threshold velocity. So also beside the Pmax output, also the threshold velocity will have an impact on where the optimal profile is located in terms of the slope of the force velocity profile.
So is the goal to get the athlete who is already very good to align the velocity and the power outputs to meet exactly in this optimal spot?
Theory, yes. I think it's like the vertical jump. I think it's an additional parameter you can look to manage the training process. So if you are an athlete who is very strong and have a high Pmax output, the increase in Pmax, even there's only a small amount to increase the performance via the Pmax. So maybe you can look at an optimal profile as an additional parameter for the training to further improve the performance with a constant Pmax, not to increase the Pmax even more, but just to look how the balance between the force and the velocity components in the training is. So it's just a theory. And I am, to be honest, I don't know if this process and the optimal profile is something really help to improve the overall training. That is the one thing I need to look at if I have some more time, maybe. But that is nothing I can conclude from this study. It just was, if there is an optimal profile and how Pmax and the threshold velocity will influence this profile, that was the only thing I can conclude from this. And the next step would be to apply this kind of optimal profile during the process in order to figure out how the profile changed in the long-term training process. And in a macrocycle, is there any changes? Can you detect an optimal profile from a non-optimal profile? And if so, the next step, we're trying to change the training parameters in terms of more squats and or more power snatch to increase the velocity or the force component to target this optimal profile. But there is nothing I can confidently say that it would happen in practice. I don't know.
So would you say that the power is easier to train than velocity?
I think power is nothing, the Pmax is nothing to focus on training. I think the Pmax is a result from the force and velocity abilities. So if you want to increase the Pmax or the power output in terms of mechanical power, and you are not thinking on, oh, I have to increase the powers. I think the focus should be, do I have more increase the force or the velocity component? Because the product of both is the Pmax. So I think it's philosophy in training, but my philosophy is not to look at, is there a load, an optimal load to increase the power or to train with a load where the most power output is present? No, the power output is a combination of the velocity and the force, and that are the typical things you want to increase, or you want to design your training process in order to have more squats to increase for example, for weightlifter. If you find out the Pmax will not increase because the maximal force is lacking, so you are going to use more the squats or the heavy pulls. And on the other side, if you find or figure out that the velocity component is then the part to more increase to get a higher Pmax output, so maybe some lighter loads like power snatches or pulls with very light loads may be the choice to increase the Pmax output.
Would you have any conclusions specifically for coaches coming out from this study?
We try to draw some conclusions on the simulations and on the results we get from the simulation. And I think one main conclusion was that if you don't have a very high-performing lifter, so maybe someone started in the long-term training process, started very early, and he started with 12 years and he go to 13, 14 years and lifting competition. I think the optimal profile is not that relevant. So increasing the Pmax output is more interesting. So the thing we would try to develop is nothing to apply within, I think, weak lifters. So with someone who trying to go to be a more high-performing lifter. So if you are on the opposite and lifter within high performance, maybe the optimal profile is one of the things. And the other one is the impact on the threshold velocity is something that is really important on the optimal profile and specifically and also on the general. Because if you are able to live with a smaller threshold velocity. With a given Pmax output, the output on the barbell is higher. So focusing on efficient technique in snatch in terms of lifting with smallest possible velocity is one conclusion we also draw for coaches. If you are trying to learn someone the snatch technique, as a coach, you try to focus on the deep squat position, very fast turnover, that the threshold velocity is very low, because that was something we found in our analysis from youth to elite athlete. The threshold velocity is a very constant thing you are not able to change with an elite athlete. So if you try to figure out the process to focus on very low threshold velocity is something very specific and something very important when you would try to teach someone to lift, especially the snatch, and to focus which exercises to choose a very efficient technique is allowed.
So yeah, I really like this answer because it shows you that you need to work on technique always, because it will influence the velocity, the threshold velocity in the positions, and how efficient you are able to bring the barbell up.
So the technique is one important part, but also the anthropometry, how long is the ties and the shanks, and also will influence the threshold velocity. But it's, I think, in my opinion, the efficiency of the technique to learn a good snatch is very important, or one important point for achieving a low threshold velocity.
That's very interesting. I have two more questions. One is, what is your favorite lift personally and why?
I was a lifter and more professional than now. It changed up at a certain point, but I think I like the snatch even more than it was very weak in the jerk, so I like the snatch. The snatch is very a nice exercise. It's very fast, it's on point, it's more velocity oriented. So I think for me, I like the snatch most.
The last question, where people can find you if they want to ask questions or just follow your work?
You can find me if you type in Google my name, and also you can go to ResearchGate, or you will find my business address for the institute. And I think that's the main ways to contact me.
Awesome. Ingo, thank you very much. It was a hard topic for me, but you were very patient and explained super nicely everything. So thank you so much.